Kyrie Irving very badly wants to be a New York Knick. Kyrie Irving wants to come home.
The Ravens don't have a lot of quarterbacks in camp, and so all eyes then will turn to Colin Kaepernick.
I just think it makes a lot of sense if you look at all the pieces together and you connect the dots.
I'll deal with Daniel, and then I'll deal with Brock Lesnar.
Does this move put the Cavs closer to the Warriors, in your opinion, Ryan?
If it was 2010 or 2009, yes, it does. But this Derrick Rose, it doesn't.
Hey, hey, holy cow! The Cubs are on top of the division again! Welcome, Tribe members, and thank you for being part of the 29th edition of the Tribe Podcast. I am Dave Love. With me is Eric.
What up, y'all?
And also with us today is Richard.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Fellas, how are you doing today?
Man, we doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah, doing real right? Good.
Okay, good. Listen, fellas, before we get into the hot topics, I just want to say thank you to the Tribe members for listening, tuning in. Please vent with us. Come on the show. Yada, yada, yada. You know what that is. Before I go into the hot topic, fellas, I wanted to do a little bit of rant and rave. Can you believe these Chicago bums, Cubs, are on top of the division? I know this man over here can believe it.
I'm wondering, why is it so hard to believe, though? That's what I don't get.
Well, I mean, you're right. It is very doable to believe because they're in a weak-ass division.
I was just going
to
say that. For one, that division is pretty weak. You know what I'm saying? And with all that talent they got, why are you surprised that they're in first?
Richard,
they should have been in first place all season. In my opinion.
They should have, but they played. Nobody besides Eric expected them to come out on the second half like this, and you know, regain that the top of that division over there.
I want to say 10-2 since the All Star break.
10-2.
I want to say 10-2.
That sounds right.
Man, that's about right. Yeah,
that sounds right. And with just one player hitting over 300.
One loss was against St. Louis.
It's a team effort.
And the other loss was against the good guys.
The good guys.
That's another thing too, guys. I don't know if you guys heard. I'm ranting, raving here, but the White Sox, they got rid of two other pitchers. They got rid of I forgot who it was, but they got rid of a pitcher to.
He's a lefty.
Mm-hmm. They're just trading everybody away. You know, I mean, they're trading. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand. You know, they're rebuilding. I mean, they're right, fully rebuilding. Know. They've been trading all their players, all their pitchers, all the relievers.
Yeah.
And I don't even know half. I don't even know 90% of that team anymore. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I have no idea who's on that team. It says maybe one person. I mean, seriously, it is totally crazy over there. I mean, we got prospects. I mean, we're losing, whatever. I mean, hey, it's about time we got rid of these bums. It's about time we got rid of these bums and get prospect
right.
bums.
You being a, coming you being in. A White Sox fan, do you agree with this rebuild?
They should have done it years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't gonna lie. You know, they should have done it years ago. I mean, they weren't doing anything with those damn bums anyways. They could have just, I wish they would have started about 2010. I ain't gonna be lying.
Pretty much once Paul Konerko left, that's when y'all should have started rebuilding.
Yeah, be like, okay, you know what? Let's rebuild. We ain't gonna really do anything. Let's start rebuilding. Let's, you know, dig in and, you know, do a 76ers kind of outlet, you know. But you know what? Man, they're the only ones who are really doing, I mean, been trading so actively in this season already.
Yeah.
I mean, man, that's crazy. Anyways, Tribe members, if you didn't hear, as of this podcast, the Cubs are back on top of the division.
For good. For the rest of the season, we'll be in first.
Yes. You know. And as Harry Carey would say, holy cow! All right, Tribe members, we do got some topics today. So we're going to start off with the hot topic. And the hot topic is actually right in the NBA. All right, fellas. So the hot topic of the week is this whole Kyrie Irving dilemma here. Kyrie Irving requested to be traded. So I'm going to go right into it. You know, his camp is saying that he doesn't want to play with LeBron anymore. Okay, so let's get that question out of here. Do you believe, I'm going to start with you, Eric. Do you believe that is partly true, anytime true? I mean, is that true? You think he does not want to play with LeBron?
I think it's a little truth to that.
Really?
I mean, yeah, we know Kyrie got that dog in him. Kyrie want to be the number one option on the team. And mm-hmm. he know as long as LeBron is on the team, he going to always be in LeBron's shadow. He going to always be LeBron's little brother. That's what he said. He don't want to be LeBron's little brother no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be careful what you ask for, though. I mean, I know he want out of Cleveland. He want to be the man on his own team. But, I mean, it's a real good chance he could fall on his mm-hmm. face. I mean, he going to always be a real good player. Don't get me wrong. Kyrie is a monster. Kyrie is a – but, I mean, he better get used to losing if he lose, yeah. if he leave Cleveland, especially if he go to New York. From mm-hmm. what I hear, he yeah. really want to go to the Knicks. Why? I mean – I really don't know. But maybe you want to take a franchise and build them up from the bottom and bring them to the top.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I feel you. Like, you know, player, I tell you this all the time. You should shut your phone off, bro. At least change that damn ringtone. Richard, what do you believe? Do you believe this is any truth to it that what his camp is saying that he just doesn't want to play with LeBron? Does that have any part of that has to do with it?
Oh, I definitely think it has something to do with it. Like Eric was saying, he wants to be the number one guy. And it's understandable because who knows how long LeBron's going to be playing for. I mean, he's going to be in the shadow for a while, a couple more years, because LeBron doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon. And I don't understand why he would want to go to the Knicks. And the Knicks organization, it was in shambles last year, and they might lose Carmelo. And then, I mean, I don't know what else. If there was one team I would like to see him join, it would be the Timberwolves, because the Timberwolves just keep stacking and stacking.
But they just got Jeff Teague.
No, I know. Yeah, but the Timberwolves are interested in him.
If you can get a Kyrie Irving over a Jeff Teague,
yeah.
I mean, that team right there could be dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, so you got Teague coming off the bench. Man, look out Golden State.
But all this other stuff that they have coming out with this about LeBron wanting to fight Kyrie and,
that's bullshit.
You know, if he sees him in the street that, you know, he's going to beat his ass or whatever. And there's also a report that said LeBron went up to management and said, get this trade done, get him out of here. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, who knows?
I'm pretty sure LeBron said that after Kyrie came out and said what he said.
Oh, yeah, you definitely.
I'm pretty sure LeBron
said that. I just don't understand why Kyrie would even say that. Like, just say you want to go, you want to get traded. Don't say you don't want to play with LeBron anymore. Now you're singling out the star player, and now you're just asking for trouble.
The best player on the planet. But my thing is, we all know that after next season, LeBron gonna leave anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to be the man on your own team, you can stay in Cleveland. Yeah. I mean, this time next year, you will be the man in Cleveland.
Yeah.
LeBron.
But that's just it. That's it right there. I'm gonna explain. I agree with a little bit of you guys. I think maybe a little bit, not as much. I think has to do with LeBron. But the thing is he's looking at the LeBron situation. LeBron is like chilling this past off season. And rumor has it he's might be gone next season. So he's like, well, damn, I ain't trying to be out by myself, because once LeBron leaves, that team, you're saying he'll be the man, but that team is built around LeBron. Yeah. It's not built around Kyrie. So he knows it's not going to be really fully built for him for the next couple of seasons after LeBron leaves. And, you know, like you say, he does have that little Russell Westbrook. He, you know what I'm saying? He wants to be the man. And mm-hmm. I could see him kind of doing the numbers, if he really wants to, the numbers as Westbrook is doing this past year, close to it. I could see him doing that. But at the same time, I don't blame him. I mean, he's jumping ship before, you know, LeBron does after this year. So I don't blame Kyrie for doing this whatsoever. I mean, you gotta put yourself in his shoes, too. He came in, he signed a max deal, right, mm-hmm. after he was the number one overall pick. And then, like a prick, a couple weeks later, they sign LeBron out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So he's thinking, okay, he's carrying the franchise. This is his franchise. This is organization. And right away, within a couple weeks, it's LeBron's team. You know what I'm saying? So he's being, quote unquote, little brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand where he's coming from. You know, I understand he's been to three finals with LeBron. He won one championship. Okay. But like you said, he has that, you know, beast in him where he wants to do it on his own kind of thing. And maybe he sees the dysfunctionality of Cleveland organization itself.
But he want to go to New York, though. He see that in Cleveland, but he don't see that what's going on
but
in New York.
But see, he's a little young, too. Because
he ain't that young.
But he's a little young, so he's still thinking Madison.
He's 25.
Yeah, he's still thinking of Madison Square Garden. That is the mecca of basketball arenas. I don't care how bad the Knicks are. That is the mecca of the basketball arenas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he's looking at. And if he brings them back to the playoffs and stuff, he's going to be such a legend there. I mean, this even just bring him back to decency. I mean
that's going
to
be a stretch.
But who
said? That team right now is just.
Do you think anything got better in New York after they fired Phil Jackson? Do you feel like anything is going to get better? Because I'm hearing that it goes down to the owner,
to James Dolan.
Yeah,
Dolan. I heard that same thing too. But so. I mean, I think they will because Phil Jackson was implementing that triangle so much. I just think that it was Phil, and I think if they got a different coach, no dispersions to Mr. Hornacek. About his coaching abilities. I just think they need a different coach in there. Someone who's established coach.
I mean, even in that weak-ass Eastern Conference, even with Kyrie, New York won't be in the playoffs next year. Mm-hmm. Even with Kyrie, even with Porzingis, I mean, after them two, they have really nobody else.
Yeah.
I mean, can't nobody do it by themselves. Kyrie said he want to build up a team, you know, by himself. You can't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. You need help.
But see, this is another thing, too, I want to bring up, guys. I don't know if you guys buy into this, but, you know, I mean, their sources are saying, too, like, you know, you were saying the Timberwolves were interested in Kyrie and this and that. And sources are saying that Phoenix is kind of interested for, like, Eric Bledsoe and Joshua Jackson. Pull that trigger if you were Phoenix? Would you, Josh Jackson and Eric Bledsoe, I mean, would you?
I would.
For Kyrie?
Yeah, I would.
For Kyrie.
I would.
Josh Jackson, man.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's going to be something special. So
but you still trade him for Kyrie?
I would definitely trade him for.
So I mean, you could see that going down. So
and apparently LeBron was calling about Josh Jackson. He was actually interested in being his teammate. So I mean, who knows?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're saying Eric Bledsoe wants to go train with LeBron in Vegas for a little bit too.
Yeah, he is.
So that's. And, I don't know what that's saying. I mean, that's saying something there.
Yeah.
Because we all know LeBron runs that. I don't care what y'all say. LeBron runs that organization a little bit.
I've been saying what LeBron wants, LeBron gets. Yeah. I've been saying that.
And that's what Kyrie's probably upset, too. He's like, okay, this guy is just running the whole thing here, and he's getting special treatment where Kyrie should be getting some, too. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's just doing this, too, maybe, to say, hey, Cleveland, let's do something here in the offseason because you ain't done shit in the offseason yet.
Yeah.
They haven't. They have not really done anything.
They brought in two or three players.
Right, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, they haven't really done too much, but I mean, what I'm saying before he asked for the trade. They done these moves after he asked for the trade. I'm talking about before he asked for that.
No, they made these moves a little while ago. Mm. You know, so who am I thinking of? Jeff Green. That's what they brought in.
Jeff
Green. I mean, better than average. Not bad. 6'9", you know, could shoot a little bit. Still kind of young. I think late 20s. Mm-hmm. So that's not a bad pickup coming off the bench.
Another question that just came out to me, Rich. If you were Cleveland, would you honor his trade request like this? I mean, he's got a couple more years under him. I mean, you could just basically say, if you're Dan Gilbert or whoever the GM is at that time, to say, no, we ain't trading you. You're just going to have to play for us.
I wouldn't want that kind of drama in the locker room because you know that ever since he said that about LeBron, it's not going to work out between LeBron and Kyrie. No matter what people want to say, next season, it's just going to be strange between them two. So I think you need to honor what he says and just get him out of there, trade him. Even LeBron wants it, so I would.
All right, last final thought on this. You know what my first reaction to this was?
What's that, man?
The damn Chicago Bulls. I tell you, they traded Jimmy Butler too damn soon. Because me and you both said, Eric, it was Kyrie who told Jimmy, nah, don't come to Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't try to come traded to Cleveland because something's not right over here. It was Kyrie. And Kyrie and Jimmy are good friends. Mm-hmm. If they would have just waited and not done anything before the draft, it's like they had to do something before the draft or before the draft started. Like they were pressured.
Yeah.
They could have had interest in Kyrie.
Kyrie and Jimmy Butler.
I mean, I would have traded. You know they would have took D. Wade. LeBron would say, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, they could have D. Wade. They could have D. Wade.
D. Wade. They could have had Nico. They could have
uh-huh.
whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hell so, yeah.
I mean, man. You know, draft the picks, damn all fools, that. Man. I tell
Imagine
you.
That backcourt. Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving. Mm,
yeah. And I would have been a rejuvenated Bulls fan. All right, y'all. Speaking about Bulls, we're going to talk about former Bull, Derrick Rose. He's up in the hot topic. A little bit in the hot topic here. So he just got signed with Cleveland, right, to the Cavaliers. 1 year deal, $2 million. Kind of a steal, really, if you think about
it. A steal? Come on, a steal is an understatement. Come on, man. $2 million. Uh-huh. You got guys making $30 and $35 million. You get D. Rose $2 million. He took that shit?
Yeah, $2 million for 1 year. But that was the going rate all over with Milwaukee, with the Lakers, with the Knicks, really. Yeah. They weren't really offering anything except for like a 1 year deal. So that, I guess I can go straight into that question. Before all this, too, I thought it took a lot of time for D. Rose to get picked up. I mean, yeah. I mean,
for a while he was in the news.
He was averaging like 18 points. Field goal was in 47%.
47%.
Uh-huh. And he had the best career numbers in the past 6-7 years, I think they said. So why did it take so long for somebody to really pick up? And why was he only offered a 1 year deal? Go ahead, Eric.
Because you know, I'm saying, because you know, I just found this out recently too. He hurt his knee at the end of this past season.
Okay.
So he needed surgery once again.
Mm.
You know, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I just found that out. But yeah, right at the end of this past season,
yeah,
he hurt his knee again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the hang up that nobody really want him. But not that nobody don't want him. They just don't trust him to stay healthy. That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, some teams just don't want to take that chance. So. No.
But numbers-wise, it's not that bad.
He hit 18 points a game. So
you could say
good.
It was from the Knicks and it was in garbage time maybe. But, I mean, numbers are numbers still. I don't know. I was just surprised it went that long for him to be a free agent. He just got picked up.
Yeah.
Late July like this. I'm not saying he would have been right off the list, off the free agency list, but I mean, you had these other players who were swooped up within a couple of weeks, and here's D. Rose, one of the last, you know, I don't want to say major, but yeah, I guess mediocre major free agents still left, and he just got picked up late in July. That just surprises me for whatever reason, like you said. I don't know if it was just this, and I knew he was going to pick it. He wanted a team that was close to Chicago because he likes home. Mm-hmm. And he ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with that situation this past season with him disappearing for a day or for a game and everything, and not telling the Knicks organization, you know, because he had a family emergency or whatever.
And then a report came out that he was thinking about quitting baseball together, basically, or basketball together.
Yeah, like he was homesick. Yeah. So more into Derrick Rose. Rich, I'll go to you. Do you think Derrick Rose is a good fit for Cleveland with or without Kyrie? And do you think he can reinvent himself with Cleveland?
I think that's the perfect place for him to reinvent himself. New York wasn't the place for him to do that. I think with him and LeBron, they can do great things. Hopefully he has a great season. Like Eric was saying, he averaged 18 points a game last year, so he didn't have a horrible year. But I think him and LeBron could do something special. I don't know if they're going to... Because Derrick Rose is not better than Kyrie.
No.
So he's not better than Kyrie. So, but I think I think he will have a good year this year. Hopefully, because I mean I like Derrick Rose, so I only wish the best for him.
Yeah, I love Derrick Rose, man. That's my boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying? Born and bred. But you know, I think it was a real good move for Cleveland. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When they first was talking about signing him, I'm thinking, okay, you got Kyrie, then you got Derrick Rose coming off the bench, backing up Kyrie. That's a real nice one, too, from the point guard position.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now Kyrie want to leave, so that might push Derrick Rose into the starting lineup. You know, which, I mean, come on, we know LeBron makes everybody on the court with him better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and my thing is also, I mean, you got LeBron, you got Derrick Rose. What about Kevin Love? I mean, ain't nobody giving Kevin Love no love.
No, nothing.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Cleveland's not as good without Kyrie, but with Derrick Rose, but they still not that bad. Mm-hmm. Are they good enough to be Golden State right now? Hell no. You know what I'm saying? But if Derrick Rose can stay healthy, I mean, they still the best team in the East.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I still think they the best team in the East. I mean, Boston right there, but I still think it's Cleveland.
I hope he can reinvent himself. I mean, I'm a Bulls fan myself, and I hope he can reinvent himself because if there's one person who can help do that, it is LeBron.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's already going to go down to Vegas and train with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And just to have that positive mentality, LeBron brings the best out of people. You know, I mean, with JR and all the crew.
Tristan Thompson, all of them, you know, yeah.
Brings the best out of people, mm-hmm. even though he's a... He's a little spoiled, I think. He's a spoiled little
winning
brat sometimes.
Winning
a spoiled little brat sometimes.
You know, winning a do that too.
Pouting. But anyways, you know, this is the opportunity. There's no, this is the best opportunity, like you said, Rich. The best chance for him to reinvent himself. He doesn't have to be superstar level like he was, all-star mm-hmm. level. Just be consistent and just be, you know, almost like
stay
he
healthy.
Stay healthy. That's and just like he thing. Was in New York, maybe a little better. He doesn't have to play with scrubs. He can play with LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And this is probably his best opportunity to even see an NBA Finals. Because they ain't winning the championship. But they might see they'll definitely see the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. That's it for that. Uh-oh. Is that rapid reaction, Sears? Yes, it is, tribe members. That means it's rapid reaction. So I got a few questions for y'all, and I just want a quick 10 to 12 second response. And I'm going to start with mm-hmm. you today, Mr. Richard. Are you ready? Let's go. Did that pretty quick, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right, Tim Tebow. Your boy Tim Tebow hit his fourth home run the other day and is batting 325 in high A baseball.
Damn.
Do you think he's going to be called up this year?
There's still plenty of year left. I think he will be called up.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Eric, Mike Vick is interning with head coach Andy Reid at Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see Mike Vick having a bright coaching future? It doesn't have to be NFL, but can you see him?
Mike Vick is a smart man. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And, you know, KC got that real young quarterback, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, having a guy like Mike Vick around and teaching the ropes and show him some things and talk to him and teach him stuff, yeah, I think it's a good fit.
Richard, I'm going to go to you with some college football.
College.
Yikes. All right. Okay, listen. Ole Miss, that university is having some scandals issues, you know, with the actual university, with the football program, and they're in a lot of violations. So they could see being suspended from bowl games for a while, and has nothing to do with the players. So do you think Ole Miss should give the players a right to re-enlist some other university and give them the okay to do that? They're not going to see no bowl games or anything.
Yes, I think so, because you're taking away a year from kids.
Yeah.
You know, a year for them to prove themselves and show what they got. So, yeah, I would allow that if that happens.
All right, my man. John Elway, Eric,
mm-hmm.
he got a 5-year extension with the Denver Broncos. Do you think he deserved it?
Absolutely. They didn't make the playoffs last year, but before that, they was won the Super Bowl in the playoffs, I think, 3 straight years. Not counting last year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Winning, you know. Yeah, he deserved
it. Is that a yeah?
Yes.
yes. That's me with you, man. All right, Rich, going to you. Sources say, let me just get to this. You and Eric have a bet here with Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
And what is this bet real quick? And what is the deadline?
The deadline is next Thursday. And that's if Colin Kaepernick will get picked up by a team.
Okay. Well, sources are saying that the Baltimore Ravens are interested in signing. Do you think they're going to sign Kaepernick before that deadline?
Damn Joe Flacco and his stupid back. Yeah. I don't think that. I don't think so?
No? Wow. No. Even after the deadline? Of your deadline?
Oh, after my deadline? I don't care. He can get picked up if he wants. as long as I win the bet, that's fine.
All right, Eric, coming to you. The Cowboys, that's right, the Dallas Cowboys.
Your favorite team, man.
They got some issues with Ezekiel Elliott. We don't know. He might get suspended. It might get appealed. Who knows what's going on with Zeke. But the Cowboys just signed Ronnie Hillman. Do you think that's a good sign for them?
Not really. They really didn't need him. You got Alfred Morris, and you got Darren McFadden. Mm. You know, why do you need another running back for?
That is good. Wow. All right. Back to you, Rich. Now, John Jones from the UFC
yeah.
said, you know, one of his dream matches would have been with Brock Lesnar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they interviewed Brock the other day. That's right, Brock Lesnar. And he said he would be up to that super fight. Yeah. Could you see this happening?
Me and Eric were just talking about this the other day. I could see this happening, and I hope it does happen. This would be a great fight to watch because Brock is just a massive dude taking on John Bones. But I don't know if they're the same weight class. But
they're not.
They're not, right? Not. So I would love to see it if it can happen.
All right, y'all. That's all I have for rapid reaction today. You guys did pretty good. I liked your answer on that one, man.
Which one, man?
All of them. All of them. I like all y'all answers. Pretty good. Did it take 7 minutes? Like, I mean,
no.
Okay. All right.
How long was that? How long was that?
4 minutes. You have to be rapid, man. You got to go with the flow.
Next time,
you'll get it. You'll get it. Not everybody can talk. Not everybody can talk like I can talk. Smooth. It's me. But all right, tribe members, we're gonna go diving into the end zone in the NFL. Man, that theme just gets me hyped up every time I hear this.
It's
damn
getting
thing.
Closer, closer and closer.
I don't know why. That's right. When's preseason starts soon, right?
Next Thursday. First preseason game, Hall of Fame game.
Again. I thought you guys wanted it again.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah, that gets me hyped up though. Next Thursday already is the preseason.
Yeah, football is back.
All right, tribe members, as we said before, we're going to take each division and talk about the teams and what our predictions and if they got any better. So last week we talked about the NFC West, and then today we're going to talk about the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we got on top of the standings last season was Kansas City, Oakland, Denver, and the San Diego Chargers. But they're not San Diego anymore.
L.A.
They're La La Land. All right. So let's just go into it. I'll just dive right into you with Rich. What do you think of the AFC West? Do you see Kansas City and Oakland, they both made the playoffs last season. Do you see them both doing the same this season?
I do. I do see that. I think Oakland just got unlucky last year because of what happened to Derek Carr, their star quarterback. I think they could have gone further in the playoffs, but yeah, I do see them both in the playoffs.
Eric.
Oh, absolutely. I think Denver got a chance, too. Let's not sleep on them Broncos. With that defense and that running game, that's going to be a real good division.
Who's their quarterback?
It don't matter.
That is the question, though, Rich.
But you can do a whole lot with a real good defense and a real solid running game.
They had a good defense last
year,
though.
But I'm saying they could really do a whole lot if they had a mediocre quarterback. Like, for sure saying this is our starting quarterback. There's no – I mean – Even if they had a Mike Glennon
Trevor Siemian is not that bad. He got hurt last year. Mm. That's really what it was. I mean,
okay.
I'm not saying he's this next great quarterback, but he's better than average. You know, he just haven't had a chance yet. You know, with them receivers, they got a decent
offense. Let's grade him on a scale. Is he, you know.
I give him a 7.
So he's above Ben Savage, I mean, Tom Savage, who you would say.
I don't know much about Ben Savage, so you got to ask my man Rich.
I'm messing with you.
About that.
You know what? I do. Who do you see on top of that division? I actually see Oakland over KC, even though KC had it last year. I kind of see Oakland taking over that division. I don't know. I that's my team, too. That's one of my second team. I like Kansas City. Yeah. But I just think something's going to go wrong this year with Kansas City. I'm not saying they're not going to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to take that division. I think Oakland's going to run away with it this year. They signed Carr to a high contract, contract, especially for the NFL. NBA, it's not chump change, but NFL, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
But I guess you could say he's deserving. I mean, he's young. I mean, he had one good year. I don't know. I mean, it's justifiable.
I mean, he's a franchise-type quarterback.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
I'm not saying he deserved that much money. But he is a franchise quarterback.
Maybe I'm just just a little jealous because we still ain't got a franchise quarterback yet. Oh wait, we do, right?
Uh-huh.
What's
Trubisky.
His name? Oh, Trubisky. Yeah.
Trubisky.
But yeah, I agree with you though in regards to Oakland. Though I think Oakland is the cream of the crop in that division. I think with KC gonna be good. Don't get me wrong, but I think their downfall gonna be a lack of weapons. for, like, you know, Alex Smith, who I don't.
Macklin left, didn't he?
Yeah, Macklin is gone. Their best receiver right now is probably Tyreek Hill. Yeah. And he's only 23. He's a young dude. You know what I'm saying? They don't have really that. You know, they got Travis Kelce. You know, and they got some decent running backs. I think.
They got Shenadrick West and Spencer Ware. That's a pretty
good. Yeah, and they got Kareem Hunt. That's a name y'all might want to remember. This
Kareem
dude,
Hunt. Remember that tribe member.
He's a rookie.
Third pick.
He's a rookie, but if given the opportunity, this dude going to be real good. But I still think, you know what I'm saying, the lack of the outside weapons, no receivers. They, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's going to.
Alex Smith is not that great of a quarterback. That defense is good, but they're not going to be that. They're not going to be good enough to carry that team.
Yeah.
They be in the playoffs, though. They won't
be on top. Well, my thing with the Kansas City, too, is. I don't know how much of a short leash Alex Smith's going
to
be.
That's what I was just about to bring up.
Man,
yeah.
I really don't know. I mean, I know Andy Reid loves him, but I could tell once fans, after they lose a couple games, say they lose two games in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just see it. I could just say, give the kid a chance.
Nah, they not.
And
they not.
I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for Alex Smith because he's always got a...
You gotta prove himself every year.
You
gotta prove yourself every year.
He had Kaepernick take his job in the 49ers, and then now you gotta worry about Mahomes over here.
They're not gonna play Mahomes this year, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a playoff team. This is not a young team that's not going nowhere. This team is actually going somewhere.
Yeah,
they're not gonna put that young dude up in there this year.
Yeah,
I mean,
Rich, to piggyback on Eric, what he was saying about Denver, do you give Denver a chance of making the playoffs, or even maybe giving a competition in the division?
I don't see them making the playoffs. My two teams I do see, like I said, were the Raiders and the Chiefs. I just don't trust Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian.
I just do not trust him. Last year, they were 22nd in points overall and 27th in yards overall. And that was with Trevor Siemian in the backfield or behind center. So I just don't see him getting much better this year. And they are really putting everything on him.
That's that damn Gary Kubiak, man. He's gone now. They got Vance Joseph now. A whole new offense, a brand new offense, a better running scheme. Last year, they didn't run the ball at all. One thing Denver has always been known for is running that damn football.
Yeah, but Vance Joseph is a defensive-minded coach. He was with the Texans. I don't think it's going to be much difference on offense.
That's what the offensive coordinator is for. I don't know who it is, but it's his job to get that offense going.
But yeah. I just don't see the Broncos. I see them... I see them winning maybe 6 or 7 games tops.
Damn.
Because I've seen it with the Texans, how even when you have a great defense, it don't get you that far. You got to have a good offense. You got to have a 1-2, and if they don't have a 1-2, they just got a 1. They only got that defense. So
they got receivers on there, though.
They got receivers, but who's going to throw it to them? Do you really trust Trevor Siemian?
Trevor Siemian can get the job done. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, the running back's not that bad either.
Who?
You know, so you got C.J. Anderson, you got...
He struggled last year a little bit. Well,
yeah, he got hurt too. You know, so you got Jamal Charles. You got my boy Devontae.
Oh,
Booker.
Jamal Charles.
No, Booker. I mean, Booker's hurt or something, right?
Booker just he hurt.
Yeah, he
broke his wrist a couple days ago. He's gonna be out 6 weeks, but he should be back maybe a week or two into the regular season. You know what I'm saying? So they got running backs. They got receivers. Like they just said, you know, both of the receivers last year was over 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With that top three defense.
Yeah, I mean, they got Emmanuel Sanders, they got Thomas over there. I mean, they got receivers.
Yeah.
Man.
It's all about.
But I understand what you're saying. Man, I kind of think they're going to have the same record like they did last year. It'd be 9-7. I mean, I don't think they're going to be under 500.
No.
I think they'll either be 500 or above. And you're shaking your head, Richard.
I still don't think so,
man.
Wow,
man.
I think the Raiders got a little bit better with. Because I love Marshawn Lynch, and I think he's going to do some good things in Oakland.
Beast mode.
Yeah, and like I said, Kansas City, I think they have running backs too, two great running backs in the backfield. So, and you were just saying earlier, you think the Chargers are going to be pretty good. So, there's got to be some give. So, who's going to be the fourth team in that division?
They finna battle without in that division. Like you say, San Diego, man, that boy Phillip Rivers got some weapons.
Yeah,
he got Keenan Allen back with Tyrell Williams. I don't know what's going on with Mike Williams.
Yeah.
That's my question. I heard he got the little herniated.
Apparently they said
back.
That it was.
He don't need surgery.
Yeah, they
so
said
he
it
don't
was.
Need surgery?
They said, it was exaggerated.
Yeah, exaggerated. Who knows what's going on over there?
You know, but if he is healthy, I know I called him big and slow last week. But
big, slow ass, he said.
If he is healthy, you know, man, Phillip Rivers got some weapons over there. Don't forget my boy in the backfield, Melvin Gordon.
Man, Phillip Rivers, though, man, I feel bad for this guy because he's definitely the top 15, if not top 10 quarterback. But his teams, I mean, it's just, I don't know. His teams suck all the time.
This is
why
the year,
hasn't
though.
This guy hasn't, I'm surprised this guy hasn't said, get me the hell out of here. Because it's just ridiculous dealing with this with San Diego or now it's the L.A. Chargers. I mean, is this the year where he's had enough if they don't make the playoffs?
They're going to do something.
I agree with Eric. I think they're going to do something.
They're going to do something?
I think this is the best. Well, I don't know about the best, but this is one of the better teams that Phillip Rivers had put together. I mean, they like you said, they're having Keenan Allen come back.
Even with the LT era, the LaDainian Tomlinson.
That's what I said. I said up there. It's up there because LT, I mean, that team was great, but... Like I said, he was talking about the receivers they have. They got Keenan Allen coming back. They got Mike Williams.
Tyrell Williams. You know,
so
Inman.
He's got some good and like Gordon in the backfield. So
two decent tight ends, Gates and that young dude Hunter Henry.
Yeah,
you know Hunter what I'm saying. Henry. So he got some weapons.
That's why
that defense too. That defense is gonna be pretty good. Also.
And if Rivers goes down, they got Cardale Jones. Whatever.
That's crazy. Denver is gonna be. On the outside looking in, I think Denver's gonna be.
So you think the Chargers is gonna have a better record than Denver?
You know what we would say? We should. You know what we should say is who we think is gonna from top to bottom. Who we think is gonna be?
I think it's gonna be Oakland, Kansas City, Denver, and then San Diego.
You?
I agree with that.
I agree with that. Besides the last two, I think the Chargers will have a better season than the Broncos.
Is it over 500?
The Chargers?
Yeah.
Beep. Yeah, I say maybe. Oh, that's hard.
Yeah,
or nine wins. I was about to say 8 or 9 wins.
Uh-huh. Okay,
but either way, I just don't see it. I just don't see it with the Broncos, man. I just don't see it.
Kubiak is a great
offensive mind too. So you're talking down Kubiak. I mean, he's great.
Yeah, that offense was terrible last year.
Yeah, you got Trevor Siemian. Who do you have back there? How good do you expect him to do?
Come on, man. You're making excuses now, man. They couldn't even run the ball.
Man.
No running game, no offense, but they do got a top three defense. You can do a lot with that.
What do you think, Tribe members? Do you think who's going to win that division? Who's going to have a better record or better season, Denver or not San Diego? I keep calling them San Diego. LA, La La Land Chargers, man.
It's hard not to.
Hey, do you think that's a good move? Since we're closing it out here in this AFC West.
I'm gonna say no because you was alone in San Diego. Now you sharing L.A. with the Rams.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I mean, they said no. I don't like the move.
No.
All right, so that's what we got across the board. You got Oakland on top of the division too.
Oakland on top.
Okay, we're across the board. Tribe members, Oakland, and then all three of us say Kansas City. What do you guys say? Let us know. Vent with us.
Beast Mode's gonna have a special year.
I think so.
Yeah.
Are they other than the Patriots? Are they next? Are they second favorites for the AFC?
Oh, absolutely not.
No?
Yeah, the Texans, bro.
Hell no. You crazy as hell, man.
Texans. Hey, hold on. I want to say something.
Top three.
Hold on. I want to say something. He said they got a top three defense. You can do some things with top three defense, but yeah, he talked smack about the Texans, who had the number one ranked defense last year.
I'm not talking shit about the Texans. I'm talking about the fact that you said the Texans are the second best team.
But you don't even think the Texans are going to win the division. They've got the number one defense.
No, they're not winning that division. Tennessee.
Okay, exactly.
You know, and Pittsburgh going to be the second best team in the AFC.
You know why Texans ain't going to win that division?
Bell didn't even show up to practice, man. You can't even talk about that.
Marcus Mariota is going to be walking all over that ass.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. Hopefully he doesn't get injured again.
Nah, you're going to be all right.
All right, y'all. So that was it for the AFC West. Next week we'll talk about another division. So that's it for the NFL news. So we're going to hit our way into the MLB. All right, Tribe members. I'm a little parched, so I'm going to have Mr. Richard over here handle the hosting for the MLB. Go ahead.
You just throw me on the bus over here.
I'm a little parched.
No one and another.
I know,
man.
You saw that, man. Now you're going to pull up my stats. Now, the first thing I want to get into with you guys is this big conversation that's going on with the AL MVP. You got Jose Altuve, who just finished batting over 500 in the month of July. And you got this monster rookie in New York, Aaron Judge, who's just killing it with home runs. And I mean, it's special for since he's a rookie. So, Eric, I'm going to go to you. Who do you see winning? I know it's a little early. You were bringing it up. It's still a little early.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little early.
Who do you see winning that?
I mean, that boy, like you said, your boy Tuve. I mean, you can't hate on his numbers.
No, you can't. And he's only like 5'6", man. You got to think about that.
And my question is, has a rookie ever won MVP?
I don't think
they're
so.
Not about to give it to a rookie.
I don't think so.
So, I mean, so if this is between Altuve and Judge, oh, yeah, it's going to be Altuve
So if you take Aaron Judge out of the conversation, because like you say, he's a rookie, is it just a runaway for Altuve?
Pretty much so, since Mike Trout been out damn near all year.
There you go.
You know?
All right, Dave, what about you?
Man, you can't deny this man's numbers right now with Altuve. I mean, it is pretty crazy. It is pretty crazy. I know it's only been a month. Yeah. But still, just to have those numbers, that's pretty crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Mike Trout, you know, I'm tired of Mike Trout being front runner. His team sucks. You know what I'm saying? His team.
He shouldn't have won last year.
I mean, honestly, come on, it shouldn't count. You know what I'm saying? It's picking up stats and garbage time. To me, that's how it looks like.
Picking up stats and garbage in baseball, man.
It is. It's just garbage. It's just garbage time. But I have to give it up. Altuve, I guess he's up there. He's definitely doing better than Mike Trout. He did get hurt, Mike Trout, so I can actually see him doing it. Or that other guy who I can't remember. I know you're gonna kill me, but the other guy from the Astros who just got hurt,
Correa.
Yes. Correa. I think that guy. I know he's like your second or not even your second, your third option. But man, this guy, He's looking good before he got hurt.
Because he was number two last year, right?
Yeah, he was number two.
Okay, yeah, he's gonna definitely get it this year. Yeah, it's him. They're not gonna give it to a rookie. So
that's what I'm saying.
Even a rookie playing in New York for the Yankees,
yeah,
they still not gonna give it to him.
I thought Altuve had a chance last year, and especially the year before. But I mean, what's his name? Bryce Harper was having a hell of a year 2 years ago. So
yeah,
I mean, I just see Altuve winning it. His numbers are too great for him to get looked over this year.
So all three of us, the sentence on Mike Judge is hell no.
No, he's not good.
Well,
according to Dave, I mean the Yankees are going to the World Series.
They had the best chance.
Oh, they had the best chance.
Hell yeah! 40 appearances in the World Series.
Crazy as hell.
What do you mean? I sound crazy as hell.
And just like Rich said, I guess next year's finals is going to be the Lakers and Boston, right?
Yeah, Lakers, Boston.
You know, so they got the whole championship.
The Lakers just won the championship, didn't they? The summer league.
Oh, my God. All right, calm down, Magic Johnson.
What else, Rich? What else we got for baseball?
Go ahead, Nick Seale.
Hey, that was all I had.
That's all you had?
I just wanted to ask about Altuve.
Okay,
we'll
give you that.
I like to hear good things about my Astros. That's all I want.
All right, Tribe members. So I guess that's going to wrap it up for this episode on the 29th edition of the Tribe Podcast. I want to say thank you for listening. Please hit that like button, subscribe. Please put your input into the show. Please, you know, vent with us, you know, diss us, whatever.
Hey, don't we got an anniversary coming up?
We do got an anniversary coming up.
1 year ago, what is it? August 3rd or August 6th?
Yeah, it's mid-August.
Our very first episode. That was mid-August?
Mid-August, yeah.
Yeah. One little boy and two trolls had a dream. And a year ago.
A year later, still sitting
there. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Three dudes were talking out of their ass and made it possible.
A year later, ain't nothing changed.
Ain't nothing changed. Those chickens straight out of their asses. But we want you to come and join and talk out of your ass, too. You're right. It is going to be a 1 year anniversary, which is crazy. I mean, we evolved. I think we evolved a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing has yet beat that first episode, Tribe members. That first episode, ain't nothing beat that yet, which is crazy.
That was that rookie episode.
We literally was
one mic.
When we say we were talking
freestyle,
about
that was freestyle that all was, the way.
Yeah.
You know,
that was crazy. I mean, that was just like, hey, let's just put this mic in front of us. It was one mic. You're right. It was one mic.
I remember that. Yeah.
And here to think Eric didn't even know he wanted to do this.
Yeah.
No, look at him, man. He's having a good time.
I know, man. But we appreciate y'all for listening. Please and come and support, and we appreciate it. Rich, where can they find us at?
On Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, it's at the Tripod. And if you guys ever want to email us, it's thetribecast16@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe our podcast on Podomatic or on iTunes, anywhere you listen to us. Just like and subscribe us.
And if you got some criticism and you you got some, some suggestions, come on with it. You know, we don't care. Come on with it. I also wanted to say, if you guys into Houston, all you Houston fans, if you have any Houston fans, if you're into Houston, go ahead and check out our guys at Space City Sports. Good page. Really like it how they do that. They do. They do a real good job. That's our buddies. Also, I want to say, R.I.P. to Mr. Chester from Linkin Park. Man, when I first heard Crawling, that changed my life, bro. That song, Crawling. but rest in peace, Chester. Sad how that ended.
Yeah.
Love the Linkin Park LPs. And for my boy, Eric.
Remember, y'all, without you, there's no us. Mm. We appreciate y'all.
How come you were looking into my eyes when you were saying that?
My bad. I'm going to look at Rich next time. I see.
Well, my man, Rich.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
I am Dave Love. Thank you, guys. Dream big. Live bigger. Peace. Please leave a voicemail for Mami Munoz!